Baptism, I'm paying workers. The Chafetz Chaim just goes into the day when this was going on in the times of the Chafetz Chaim, Kal Chaimer, when we're dealing with so much more in our daily lives. Kasha Ma'ayit says the Chafetz Chaim, it's almost impossible. Make up everything, whatever you can. You live or at least will try the yaitze from any suffering that's going to happen. And he does say the about prat mishum talmud chacham, for someone who's a talmud chacham, but sure you have to say it. Don't say we won't. We'll talk about it later. He repeats it again. Tilo Hashem. It's going to end up being a Tilo Hashem. Shein nice in mahuman kefir tzaynei. The woman doesn't get what he wants, and you're going to feel that he overcharged you, and you paid for something. So when it comes to any addition, whatever is going to be discussed, whether it's an overtime, it's always about, okay, we'll figure it out after. No, what is it going to cost me? Make sure that it's discussed, not after the fact. As we now head into the halachas, we're going to see there's a lot and many, many nuances to the halachas of paying workers on time. The best way to do this is let's learn the mechaber. We're going to go through a lot of this very quickly because it's not hard. It's just I'm not aware of these halachas, many of them. So there's nothing complicated here. Let's read the mechaber like this. Number two on your sheet. Mitzvah lost his chayr sachet. It's a mitzvah. Give the money on the right time. The mitzvah, if you don't give it, you're ever alive. So it's like an interesting mitzvah. You get a mitzvah, and if you don't do it, there's enough to alive. Echatz charadam, whether you hire a person, or even if you rent. It's not only you hire a worker, you rent a car. You rent Caleb. I'll start cargo. What happens if you rent a piece of land? Those that say that if you don't pay on the day that you're supposed to pay, you're not over. We're going to see about a house, a rental, a bungalow colony, where you're going to be renting a piece of property. So then, does that go into schar karka? And if you don't pay up on the date, let's say the first of the month would be the day. So if you don't pay up on the day, you're not over, because maybe the halach has only said, I'm a talpun. We are going to see the tzais. We'll get into that shortly. Whoever does not pay a worker on time, you're as if you're killing him. You take his neshama. Because he walks away thinking he's going to forget. Maybe he doesn't have the money. There's five averis. It's like when you eat an insect. The Gemara says you have five averis. You don't pay a worker on time. He's supposed to get paid. You're over five averis plus an assay. Siv Gimel. When should you be paying your worker? If he's a worker of the day, meaning the day, it's a whole day job. It ends by nightfall. You have the whole night to pay him. So if his job is from today, it probably would be 9 to 5, but if in the times of the halacha, it was whenever the night comes, we'll see. Does it mean says? Does it mean shkia? Because it's a big kiddush gadol from Rav Ozner. But the mechaber says you have a whole night. Loy nasim loy. You didn't give him that night. Biker alav. A biker in the morning. You're over. It was loy solid. You went through the whole night. You didn't pay him. Shkia laila. Let's say they were hired for the whole night. Loy call him. You have the whole next day. Loy nasim loy. Biker alav. Everybody should be having tikkun sarai. Pile in the dawn, says the Rama, our workers, chain, they don't work till the night, they come during the day, they work for an hour or two, or before Shkia. Once the sun sets, you're already over. You have a plumber, you have an electrician, they come to your house. We're going to see if they don't ask you the money because they leave, you're not even home, we'll see about that shortly. But if they're there, they give you the bill, here is the bill, and you don't pay them on that day, you're over on these five others. Them awesome alacha adalaila. If they do, the Rama says, if they work till the night, you have kol ha'layla. This is how it works. This is the halacha. During the day, if the job ends, if you are giving your car to the mechanic, for example, he's a schir yayin. He's hired. He's fixing your car. We're going to see if he's putting in parts. He's putting in brakes. So maybe then you're buying the brakes. We'll discuss that shortly. But if you go to the mechanic and you're bringing your car, he's a schir yayin. As a schir yayin, you have to pay him on that day. You don't pay him on that day, you're over five others. Says the mechaber weiter. Let's go to Siv Ches. Oh, there's money. Let's say you didn't pay him on that day. You've waived your five averis already. Aim balabai, so there's no more avera. Then atayra. We come up and every day you have another avera. L'chol malkin chayav liklon miyad. L'chol heishi yisha. All the time that you wait, you're over a lapsh of the brim is in the rabbana. So don't think that, okay, I did it anyway. I didn't pay him on time. You're over an avera, drabanan. Are you over every day? Is it one new avera? seems you're over almost every day. Every second you're over to something, it's like rivers. Every second that there's interest, it's an avera here too. Let us start there for now, getting into the halachas nagetah. What's the halacha about rentals? Rental car, someone rented from you, you rented from somebody.
This is all assuming that there wasn't an agreement otherwise.
Right, but we'll see that even if there's agreement otherwise, there's still you can even kind of a mitzvah. That we'll see. It's still going to be a mitzvah because it's yamatit and scharet. But if there's an agreement, then there's a contract. So then, yeah, we'll shortly see. Everything's going to follow minhag medina. Says the kaver like this. Says the k'tzais. So we go with the k'tzais. So a house, is that mechubar or not? You rent an apartment. You rent a Airbnb from a Jew. Let's say we'll talk about Goyim later on too. So if you don't pay them on that day, is there going to be an aver or not? Is that chalosh or is that karka? Karka, we just said before, the mechaber says, when it comes to karka, there are those that's elbas. Yesh mishayim shayna. Comes to and he says like this. It's very negative. You're going to see. We're going to see shortly about a mikvah. We go to the mikvah. And let's say you didn't bring money with you to the mikvah that day. So you can say, okay, the next time I'll give the mikvah. But the mikvah is karka. But maybe it's not. Maybe you are using the towels, using the soap, you're using the shower, and then you rented. Maybe not. We'll see shortly. If you don't give money on that day, you're either. Maybe you're not either because they didn't ask you for the money. Yeah, but there's a box. That's why I said it's not complicated. You just have to know that I love this. Every time you go to the mikvah, you must pay on that day or not. I can pay the next time, but then I'm only for 5 averes. I rented, I hired, I'm using something, and I didn't pay for it on that day. So that's also karka. Well, maybe that's not karka. It's talush, because in order to make the mikvah, they have to use different parts to attach it to the ground. So let's learn the tzais. Tzais is like this manure. The ladas ha-poiskim, the bias mikri talush, some hold that a bias is called talush. Keep why? Because he took the material, it's talush, and then you connected it to the ground. And he says, even lefidur amad simin tzadik, hey, the bayis have a leidin karka. Even though over there, he does write it's karka. What is he talking about over there? So he's talking about over there, she'elah. If someone, if it burns down the house, the halachas of she'elah bar, we learned in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, only applies to metalplin. If it's karka, the rules are very, very different. So I put that number 5. That's what the mechaber is talking about over there. That when, if you look at quickly, number 5, Yesham and the Talish of Saif Chibru, the Karka is laf, the Karka is considered Talish. Says the Ramah, there are those that argue, L'chein, and therefore, if Shaul Bayis, if you borrow a house and it burns, you don't have to pay. I, Sha'il, you have to pay for it. He said, Karka is different. There, the Ramah brings a machlekes, if a house is considered Karka or not, says the Ktsois. Let's go back to the Ktsois, Shin Lametet, number 4 on the sheet. Katiyesh Lechali, when he's Surah Lamamina, Dilinin, he's Surah, Talish of Saif Chibru, it's considered talit. Here we have an issur, the yamei tith and scharei. There, the Ramah is talking about the halachas if something burns down, am I a shayil or not? And he brings the shach, chenirul and his daiti, says the ktsais number 4, the hafal and yisur bal talit, issur dairaisa, you have to be chayishish, that it's talish, you must pay your rent on that day. If someone doesn't pay your rent on that day, they're over the avera of 5 averas. The bal talit, the yamei tith and scharei, all the averas. The Gemara says maybe not all 5 we had in the Gemara. Depends. Is it the day? Then you're missing out one avera. Either way, there's averas here. If it's not being paid on the day, you get a date to pay your bill. If it's a rental of karka, if you don't pay it, you're over 5 averas. And we therefore move on to Rabbi Nachshon Klein. Did write a tshuva about this. Question is, what's the day? I mean, you could pay your mortgage, so it's a bank, it's a guy, which is we'll have to get back to later. But somehow, if you're paying up your rent to the owner, what's the day? What is the day that you're over? Is it the first of the month? Is it the 7th of the month? Is it the 15th day of the month? So Rav Moshe Klein writes over here, number 6, let's see. They must say, over, when are you over? Chayr, v'imai, the time along. We know this here, saying, Mishnah, 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 La Lacha, Tzchiris is only at the end. Even though it's in a, like, everybody was talking about Minig HaMakom of it, in America, you pay on the first of the month. But really, in halacha, I don't owe the money till the end of the month. Sirius is not mishtalem, it's only till the end of the month. I really owe you the money on day number 30, at the end of the month. Says Ramban Shekhan, and Cain, it would come out then, the Saif al-Chaydish, and Sacha al-Chaydish, he rented it for a month. Or at the end of the year, then, V'lay Shilam, ha'inashach, that would be. But as we mentioned, the minig in America is not to wait to the end of the month. You know, you're not getting an apartment until you put down a security, and you're going to put down the original amount of money. And whatever that day is, as we said, whatever you make up that day is, you must pay me on this, we'll see, on the 7th of the month, You have to pay me on the first of the month, which I assume most, that's how most set it up. You want, if someone rents from you, you expect on the first of the month to get the money. You usually will give them maybe a little bit of a few days where they have, I guess, till the seventh day of the month. I'm not even sure what do they normally give. They give them, what's the accepted part of the rule? It could be anywhere from one to the middle of the month. So we'll have to see what you make up, because then whatever day you didn't pay, it could be, it's going to be loisol. Comes along over to Chafetz Chaim, and as I mentioned, it's worth it to learn Chafetz Chaim Avas Chesed, where the Chafetz Chaim brings, we're going to speak about, you don't have the money, you go to, give me an example, you come home, you have a babysitter. Babysitter is a hired worker. It's 12 o'clock in the middle of the day. You don't have cash on you. We only carry credit cards. Who has cash? So we come home, we owe her $40. I don't have $40 on me. I really check my wallet. I don't have $40. Oh, but I have a mission. I don't pay her tonight. I'm only before I'm there. Do I have to go to the ATM now and take out money? And let's say the closest ATM is going to cost me money because it's not my bank. So I have a Chase. I'm going to have to go to TD, and they're going to cost me whatever it is to take out money from TD. Do I have to do that or not? So we, and that's very important. You don't want to be under five of theirs. Can I tell the babysitter I'll pay her next time? Or I can't tell her that. What's up to pay her next time? I have five of theirs here that I'm talking about. Let's learn the Chafetz Chaim. Says the Chafetz Chaim number 7. Ein balabais ayim mishum al tolim. You're not over elim ken yesh leimais. Unless you have money. Litim leim. I come home now, I don't have money. But look at the Chafetz Chaim, how the Chafetz Chaim writes this halacha. Who I did it. If yesh leim pikadon, let's say I have a pikadon by a friend. So I have an item that's by some. Oy hava. Someone else owes me money. Eitzel acher. Begiyah zmana pirayin. And now I owe someone money. And zmana pirayin means that the one I lent the money to owes me money. His time came to pay me up. So I have a babysitter in my house. I don't have money on me. But I have a friend down the block who owes me money. And his time is to pay. Says the Chafetz Chaim, that's called you have money. Mikri gam king shish darei chalikum. I can go get the money from him. You see from the Chafetz Chaim, and in Pisri Chayshin Rabbi Blatt, the author of the Sefer, says that it seems from the Chafetz Chaim, even though it's going to cost you time, let's refer. We have to be medayik Chafetz Chaim. You let me medayik Chafetz Chaim. There are yachalikach men. You go get the money. He brings down the sheet and go back to the shemer and bah. Dim yesh loy oichlan. If I have food in my house and I can sell the food, sell your food. There are yachalikach men. I don't know. You can't sell at 12 midnight. But if you could sell your food, the Chafetz Chaim says you have to sell your food. He brings down the chinuch. Nira dim yachal hasik mice. If I could borrow money and go to my neighbor, can I please borrow money? I have to pay my babysitter. Sarach lilvais. You have to go borrow money in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of yom tov and sarach. So people, Chafetz Chaim. If you can go ahead to the bank, it's going to cost you some time, and it's going to cost you a few dollars. You have to do it. You have a mitzvah. I have money. Can't tell me I don't have money. I have money in the bank. I can go to the ATM and take out the money. How important we see this is. Now, I understand. It's late at night. The babysitter doesn't want to wait anymore. On the way home, maybe you could stop at the ATM. You come home already. You realize you don't have the money, and she wants to go home. We're going to see from my Shishem what you're going to have to do. But it's very, very important that we see the seriousness of this mitzvah. Says the Chafetz Chaim Vayter. And let's say I have two workers. Today, I have an electrician and I have a plumber. And I only have money for one. What do I do? Who do I give the money to? I have a mitzvah. Says the mission group. Says the Chafetz Chaim and Abba says it. Split it. I don't have any more money. He's talking about you don't have any money. But I don't know anyone of us who can say that we don't have money in the bank. We can't take some money out. According to the Chafetz Chaim again, you have a chiyuv to go ahead and make sure that you pay as whatever you can pay. You have a few workers, split it. If you have five people working for you and you only have money to pay one, give each one a little bit. This way, you're in the midst of the other set. You don't have enough to pay the other one, so you can't do it. But you'll do it. Sure. Oh, what? Why does he say? Because at least each one. Very good. Sorry, I really should go back to what we said before that. What's the reason why I have to pay workers on time? Because when you don't get paid in their mind, they feel they're not going to get paid, and they're going to remember. But if you give them something, at least you're showing them that I'm not going to forget, and I want to pay you. So therefore, each, you know, we'd rather split it so each one gets a little bit than say, okay, I'll give you all the money. Because this way they feel, each one feels that it's some, getting something.
Yeah, because on the other hand, you know, you're doing the mitzvah, paying one worker.
Very good. But sometimes time goes into, we have to look at that. Very good, Isaiah. Sometimes goes into looking at what they're thinking, what they're, how they look at this, how they view this.
How they're thinking.
Very good. Yeah, it's very good. That's what he says. Excellent. That's what he says. That's what he keeps on reviewing that idea. Says the Chafetz Chaim Vayter, so important. The Eishayim. So we're up to the next. There's a number one. I don't know when Yoshi. I think it's number one after number eight of the Chafetz Chaim. The Eishayim. The Afilam Loitavu. Even if they don't ask you for the money, Yeshli Zar, you should still be careful of Savas Yipizmane. You don't get a lot. That means if your promo leaves the house, he called him to come down. He called. Someone called down the carpet cleaner. Someone called down the painter. They're all hired workers. And they leave. Says the Chafetz Chaim, there are those that feel that even though they didn't ask you for the money, and you don't get a lav, but you should still pay them on time. Then the Eisha Tavu. Like, and look what the Chafetz Chaim says. Let's say they come to you. You say, right now, I don't have the money. And then on that day, you get the money. I have to go after them. Says the Chafetz Chaim, and they explain that if the worker, he has to come to you for the money. You don't have to run after him. But if he already asked you for the money and you say you don't have the money and then you get the money, now you have to run after him. So again, he first has to come to you. The plumber has to come to you. You don't have to run after him to go pay him. If he leaves your house, so the Chafetz Chaim does say there's a mitzvah. I don't have to run after him. But if he was there and he say to him, I don't have money right now, I'll have money later. Once he's already asked you for the money, you're going to have to go run after him. Now he's tevea you. He's tevea you. You have a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah. You have to run after him. So again, if the plumber leaves, and I don't have to go run after him, go give him the money. If he already, he has to come pick up the money. But if he's standing in my house, he comes to my house, the gardener comes, the Jewish gardener comes, here's your bill. Can you please pay me? We'll shortly see if he doesn't ask you, what the Chafetz Chaim is going to say, because you know that's what he's coming there for. You need to be aware that you're going, if he's there, once he was there, you're going to have to run after him. Comes the, let's see, Rav Osner says, also Rav Osner has met, he seems to have gone through this, and he goes through each sif in this simon. He doesn't usually, doesn't do that very often in his sefer, but he goes through the mechaber. Just want to read you over there what he says. The, kolakaybish shar sachir, also he brings out the chavish labid. You have to give cash. Now, we're going to see if you can give a check or not. You can give a credit card if you want to be Makai in the mitzvah. But the halach is you have to give cash because they want cash, especially in today. Although, if they want cash because they don't want to pay taxes, but either way, that gets into other questions. But if they want cash, the halach is, the Machaber Paskins will surely see, you have to go ahead and give cash and look at the Ramah. The Ramah said, very good. So that's what we're going to see also. Let's see, make up. The Ramah says, the Afshar, Sheifta Afshar Meshabba Kesef, you can't, like, this is all Mechaber, I don't know why it says Rav Ozan is on the next part. But the Afshar, Sheifta Afshar Meshabba Kesef, you can't use Shabba Kesef. And he brings the Halach in the Gemara, he brings the Gemara that we learned, Imamar Baalabat, we didn't learn this Gemara yet, we're going to get to it. Imamar Baalabat is Lepayel, Tol Masha Sisa Miskarcha, Ein Shaymin Loi. Afogav, Ay Shabba Kesef, Ski Kesef. By a payo, you have to give kesef. What's called kesef? So Rabbi Moshe Shtemach is going to say that a check in today's world can be kesef, but he does say it might only be during the day. So you'll tell me what you think. He says, because if I give you a check during the day, you go to a bank and get cash. You go to a check cashing place. What happens if I give you a check at night? If I give you a check at night, it's worthless. What am I going to do with the check at night?
Positive.
What?
It was positive.
With?
The phone.
It's not going to clear till tomorrow. So that means I didn't give you the money today.
Oh.
Only if it's your bank. If you put in Chase a TD check, it's not going to clear today. On the same day?
I think usually it does. They give you availability.
Right. Availability to what does that mean?
You can spend the money.
You can spend the money.
But it's not really in your account.
Not really
in your account.
Then
it would be okay. The Farshim all discussed this. I don't want to spend too much time because the minig is today, but the Sma and the Shach and whether they what's considered Shavu Kesef or not. So we're going to skip 2, 3, and 4. It's not really Negev Bizmanaz as much because it's all considered the Shavu Kesef, and today that's the Minigid Oilam. Let us go to the Ravaz. Ravaz wants to know, and what is considered the end of the day? Is it Nates or is it Shkia? And he says that if you hire a worker, it's a Chiddush Gadol. It's not so practical unless the work is coming at, so let's say Shkia is today 8:35. So you have a worker coming to you at 8:45. He wants to know if you don't, you have a few minutes, when's the day over? If it's over at Tzeis, and the job, let's say it's a 5-minute job, a 10-minute job. So he finishes at 9 o'clock, Tzeis is at 9:30. So he wants to know, you had a very small slot over to pay. So Shkia, we know, is considered partially the end of the day, but is it night yet? So anyway, just quickly, Rav Osner in number 5 discusses this Chiddush Gadol, comes out, he brings out the Chavetz Chaim. The loyal levad schir yom shabbat ben hashmashes shabbat is coming. Elgam hiskalavet achras solz ben hashmashes. If you had a worker who came after ben hashmashes, but and you have a short time with neitzayse kachavim, you're over already on all these averus. Not so practical that you can have a worker at that time, but it's again, it's very important. But halacha again, you must pay up your worker by shkia. That's what the Chavetz Chaim says. Okay, let's go to you'll see clearly. The Shevet Alevi number 6, he brings down the Chavetz Chaim. I'm reading you the end of number 6. Zeb is manenu shaminit shapayel b'shayis nata b'shkia. They usually stop working by shkia. Make sure you pay them. Kaidem tzeisek achavim. Digam b'zeb. It's chir yoyim. So if you stop, once shkia is, whatever shkia is, you must pay them by tzeis. Let's go further with it. Meir Adika, very important of Osley. You have workers in Eretz Yisrael. Do you follow me or do you follow the worker? You have to pay them on that day. So let's see if you have, so you might have a skir yom. You hired someone out, they're working for you hourly. Says our Bosner. So I'm reading number 7. The apayo beretz Yisrael or anywhere else in the world. And to me, it's still day. I'm still in America. We can't happen. The bezet lechayre. You follow the worker. You look at where the worker is. So if I have someone, I outsource something to Eretz Yisrael, and the day, and I ask them to do some work for me today, and the day ends whenever it's Shkia there.
Makes sense. The whole basic look of the mindset.
Right. Very good. That's what I'm saying. It's always going to come back to the mindset. It's different than Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos will be different. But here it's all the mindset. And he says the chen lehepach, it's the same way around too. In Eretz Yisrael, the day could have ended, but if they outsourced to America and the job was over during the day, you would follow over here.
Yeah, okay. The work for his thinking is night already, and maybe
could be. But he says that he says that maybe not. Okay, let's talk about going to. We shouldn't have to go to doctors. We shouldn't have to go to the dentist. But it's an interesting shaila, and it will open up a little bit the sugyatas over here. You go to the dentist. He's a scary guy. We hired him to go ahead and give us a cleaning. We are hired if we're going for a cavity. It's a cavity. She's a scary guy. Shouldn't. So what do? We tell them to send the bill. Maybe they'll send us the bill. Or we might give them a credit card. So credit card, again, today, Liz, the credit card is clear right away. So that would be cash. You give him cash today. It's in his bank account, right? Isn't that, it happens right away, the credit card. So we don't have the problem with that. But if you say to them, I'll pay next time a bill, how many of us go to the doctors? So insurance is going to cover it. Now, if it's insurance is going to cover it, it's like he understands that that's what, but dental work, most of us, I don't know, maybe some of you have insurance. I don't have insurance. I'm assuming that most people don't have insurance. It's therefore a chiyuv to pay him on that day. I shouldn't say to him, send me a bill, or I'll pay next time. But what we need to understand over there is, and this is interesting, Shaul the Chazanish says, a doctor, maybe not a dentist, but a doctor is schar b'tel. So someone goes to the doctor, and especially if you have a co-payment, or you're going to have to pay, when you go see the doctor. Today also you go to these urgent cares, you can pay them now. It's worth it for them to take their cash instead of them going through the insurance company. But you're paying a doctor for schar b'tela. They're not going to charge you. There's a mitzvah. We have a mitzvah to help other people. You can't charge. They're only allowed to charge you because it's Schar B'Teilo. Is there an Isser of Baal Talmud on Schar B'Teilo? That's the question that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in his Sefer on Refuah, in his old Sefer, that was one of his earliest Sfarim, Paras HaYeledes, he wants to know, is it same would be a Rebbe then? A Rebbe is only Schar B'Teilo, so you hire a tutor. You hire someone to learn with your son. He really is a mitzvah to learn. Why is he allowed to charge you? This is Schar B'Teilo. He'd rather learn something else. But you're not paying him for the job. You're paying him because of Schar B'Teilo. Is there Loi Solon and Schar B'Teilo?
This
Solon
used to work down.
Very good. So I'm saying that's what we're going to see. What are we looking at? We look at the work and we look at what he's doing.
Not just the doctor coming in. Course that they had
when you go to Yehuda to like check your ears out. There's nothing to do, just check your ears. You get a pet, you go to holies at night, they're not doing anything, they're checking your ears, they're checking your throat. The culture you pay, right? I'm saying, but you're just going to check the ears, you're checking the ears, then you're right, so then you're paying for the culture. That's different. I'm talking about then it's a sale. We'll see. Let's see. So the Chazanish talks about this, and others bring a raya from the Sefer Shurah Chai, because he talks about a doctor. And we have to also know the setup, how it was in Europe. But La Locha, the Chazanish says, Char B'Teilo, there's B'Yamit. Either way, he deserves money. But we don't have to look at what you're paying him for. But what's interesting is, and that's what some of you are mentioning over here, is that there is a halach, and we learned this in the Gemara, and very, very important, where you hire someone to a shliach. If I send someone to hire, when you're making a doctor's appointment, you don't speak to the doctor. You're speaking to the secretary. The secretary is making you the appointment. The secretary is hiring to you the worker. We learned in the halachas of Leis Solon that if I go ahead and send a shliach, and I say to the shliach, go ahead and hire a worker for me, there's no Baal Talin, because I didn't do the hiring. The shliach did. Unless the shliach says, charchem alai, I'll pay you. But if the shliach doesn't say you're going to pay, then there's no din of Baal Talin, right? That's what the Gemara said. So then whenever I make an appointment, there should be no Baal Talin because there's not
Usually going online to make your appointment, oh, a person is that considered.
Right, and what would that be? Right. Making an appointment online, is that not? So the place can all bring down. Sorry? No, I call up and I tell the secretary, go make me an appointment. So she's the one who's making the appointment with the doctor.
She's not the one in charge of that.
No, I know, but I'm saying, but if I go ahead and say, Zari, go do me a favor, go hire this worker for me. There's no Baal Talin because I didn't hire the worker, you did.
I'm not hiring, if I hire a worker, I'm in charge of this. I'm the one who's, putting everything together. The secretary
is
just like,
it's
not
a
shliach,
it's just like she's scheduling. At the end, they all kind of what you're saying. You have to bring a riot to this, but they all bring the Taisus Rid, and the Taisus Rid clearly says that if you look, I have it over here twice, either you can look in the small print over here, or you can look at Rav Moshe Sharmuch, he also brings on the Taisus Rid. What's the whole reason why? Because the workers, you didn't hire me. But of course, if you're Simon Das, a secretary, that's what you must mean, that the secretary there is really not considered a shliach. It's better than a shliach. You know the doctor is using her just to take, it's more than just a shliach. When you send the shliach, I don't know who the original person is. So Rav Moshe Sharmuch, Rav Osner, they all say that's not called a shliach. And he brings down, what's the raya? They all say, very important. Because what if our wives go ahead and hire, they're the one who call the plumber, they're the one who call the electrician, but they're not the ones who pay. We're the ones who are going to give the money. So says Rav Moshe Sharmuch like this, Bim Kain, Yaitz Lefizeshim, Saimach HaPayel Daito. If the worker knows, Shayishn Loib is man, then he's going to be paid, he's over. Sefer Abbas Chesed, Rav Moshe Sharmuch brings down from the Chabad Chaim, Ishtoi Kikufoi, Gam the bun of Nerush Shesaimet Daitoi, Loi Dami Lishliach, it's not a Shliach, Valkane, you're over. Even, of course, therefore, if your wife is calling up the plumber knows that the husband's going to pay. The wife's not a Shliach. And the same thing would be, and the others want to know if the husband doesn't pay, is he over? Who's over? Is it the wife that's over? Is it the husband that's over? But either way, even if the wife does the hiring, the husband's going to have to pay on that day. And the same thing would be with the banov, would also be. Says you have someone who's a worker for a job. He gets something to fix. Even if it's a So even if you go bring in your computer to be fixed, and there's someone there that's going to take the or it's going to take your the information and then give it out to fix it to someone, that's not a din of a shliach. So you see from there, all learning that a secretary, a worker, I have the chepetz, I'm not giving it back to you until I get paid. We understand, therefore, he's saimach das to get paid. And he says like this, there's not such a snichas daf. The one who's being hired doesn't, but in all these cases, you expect it to get paid, and it must be paid on time. Okay, let's go by it over there. The very important Meshe Shtamach, there's a bunch of points that he makes over here. The next one, there's a number one over here. These are all his points. He goes through every sif. Avo Bizmanenu, let's read the dark print. Nagu She'ena Payobo. Many times the payo doesn't come to you. Rakadaita, he's hired to get paid. Fiyaminigayon. Shabala Bayas, Mishalim, Me'atzmay, Al Yadei, Bokayach, Shaman Al Kach. They're not payo. How many times does the work have to come to your door? Shiyadea Chayashiv, Shabala Bayas, Ashilim. Zeo Meneshen, like Abel, Ancient Machacha, Shapayo, Mavata, Midaitoi. So I just want to read you the words. This is the main words. This is the main line. Even if there's no tefillah. Because you know that they want you to pay on that day. So it doesn't have to be that they're standing there telling you, please go ahead and pay me. Even if they, now again, you don't have to run after them. They have to come to you. They're the ones who have to get paid. But you have to realize if you have a babysitter at night, and even if she's not asking you to get paid, you know that she wants to get paid. You must pay her that night. Any worker, therefore, even if he doesn't ask you, your plumber, your electrician, it's not that even if they don't ask you, you know they want to get paid on that day. You have to pay them on that day. So if you don't have any raya, that's in Fater. That's what he says. He says in our the just based on the meaning of what we see in today's world. Next, he says like this. When it comes to, not everybody agrees with the next thing, he says number two, Me'ikar Adinim, reading only the dark print, he says like this, if let's say it's the first day of the month, a worker gets paid on the first day of the month. If they don't get paid on the first day of the month, you're over also on Baal Talim. You have to always pay on the first of the month, because if you don't pay, unless it's made up, unless there is a minig that's differently, talks about a check. We already spoke about that. Let's read number four. We have to be Meyer on this. That even if the Baal HaBayis says, are you masking that I pay you tomorrow? He's going a step further. Is it okay if I pay you tomorrow? The Hasachir masking? He's masking. Well, you don't have money. What am I going to do? Nero, you're Ivan Avera. The Dafka, listen what you have to all do. Remember this line. The Dafka, Mishlen Avin Zed. You really have, tell your babysitter like this, you really have a right to money today, and I'm ready to do it. Rock in, Tirza, if you want, be Michael. That's what you have to say. You have to use the, I will in my pile, ain't an idea, Lakash's money, ayon. If you don't tell the worker that I know I should be paying you today, it's not a mechila, and it's not enough. So don't, you can't come home and not pay babysitter, because you have all these affairs, and even if she says pay me the next time, she's really not my for you. You have to tell her clearly that I know that I have to pay you tonight. Please be my for me. If not, you're over all these others. What about those that are not religious? We have many times workers. So he goes to number five. He talks about this be machmir unless they're reformed. You can read it in spring. If they're reformed Jews, then you don't have, there's no isabal talon. The tinnik shen isbat is isabal talon also. What about number six? He talks about the kail yungalite. Kail yungalite also should be paid. They're workers. So if the yeshiva has money and they don't pay the kohel and the like, or whatever the day is supposed to be is, he says, Shamal, if they get paid at the end of the chodesh, and students in Shalom at the end, Obviously, the yeshiva has to have money. If they don't have money, then there's not. What are you going to do? They don't have any money. Very good. Yes, so you have to figure out who comes first.
No, it's split. It's split. Everyone gives some, right?
Very good. Again, if the janitor is a Jew, if they're not Jews, so then you're going to run into Phil Hashem and other things. Right, you're right, 100%. Excellent. So all the Kol Yigla would have to be guy. Yeah, excellent, very good. Right, excellent, very good. He goes into, then he goes into who's the one who hired the young guy. Is it the yeshiva? Is it Rosh Kol? That's what Rosh Hashanah goes into, because then if it's the Rosh Kol that got, then and the yeshiva is giving the money, so it's like a shliach then. If it's like a shliach, you're not expecting to get the money then, because that's what we see. Yeshiva's not going to give it. So that's what he goes into. Okay, let's go to number seven, because this is really extremely important. Masa le'uman chepet sasakin. You give something to Uman to fix. You give a watch. You give in your laundry. It's in your time. It's very important. I brought in my laundry on Thursday. I said, could I have it ready Monday? They're scary young. I hired them to do my work, to clean my clothes. Even if it's ready, I'm not ever about to call them, because they, unless they call me up, remember they have to be tevei on me. Now let's remember, even if they're not tevei, you still have a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to pay them. So you real, and especially if you told them that it should be ready on Monday, so you really have a mitzvah to go pay them. Are you ever naveh? You're not ever naveh unless they call you up. So he brings out from the smile there, calls man should, as long as it's not calls man shlekibo shechasetvia. There's no baal tov. He's there. In Bala, number seven, the dark print. The Balabaya said, finish it to me on Monday. The Gama, and they call you up and they say it's finished. Meaning, you brought your car into the mechanic and they call you up and they say the car is ready. They're basically telling you, come pick it up and pay today. You have to be careful with that again, even though they're not asking you for the money. But if you told them that you need the car as soon as possible, you're basically telling them, and they make sure to get it for you as soon as possible. You should be very careful to pay the money on that day. The
aren't you like contractually allowed to? It's understood that you pay when you pick it up.
I know, but they're basically telling you to pick it up. That's what they're telling you. You hire them, they have to pick it up.
Okay, but contractually, you don't have to pick it up. Most places have.
I know. I'm not talking about contractual. I'm talking about how the mitzvah starts.
Doesn't
allow
go with
it.
You have a contractual agreement.
No, there's no contract there. You told them you want a Monday.
Well, they have a problem.
I told you I need a Monday. They did a few Monday. They say, come pick it up.
Dry cleaners, right? They tell you when they'll have it ready. This way, you can be.
No, I told them I need a Monday, right? I didn't tell you. You're right. I told them
I need a Monday. I want to know that, if I need a Monday, I can go pick it up. But it turns out I don't
need
it.
Yeah, but they told me.
The key is I need it by a certain day, and then it turns out I don't. I don't need it until next day. I got
a problem. Anyway, there's no problem. No, because unless they call you up, they call you. They'll always call you. Okay, the car's ready. It's a lot of money, that's why. Definitely. The cleaners couldn't care less. It's not that money. You're talking about a car. It's a lot of money. They want to get paid. They need the space too. Right. They also want to get paid. In the Pesach Chayshin, he has a chiddush gadol over there. I shouldn't say it's a big chiddush. He says most of the time when you hire a contractor today, so the contractor has other workers. He's not working on the job himself. So he wants to say, I just put it on the sheet over there. He wants to say that then there's no, they don't, you didn't hire them. You hired the foreman. You hired the manager on the property. He goes and gets his own workers. So those workers, obviously, you're paying him for you have to pay him for the job. He takes a percentage, whatever he takes 30%, whatever the amount is. So him, but all his workers there, he hired, not you. So it's something that
really any general contractor.
Any very good. That's what I put on the sheet over there. He says, Masha Makobo Kiyam Bekabo Mesar Lavoidis, I'm Makabo Livnois, I'm Malach Acheres, and he's not Isaac, he hires workers. The work ain't like in Pile and Yinzeh. Although I don't agree with that, he says even that individual is not a play. Why not? He is a worker. His job is to go hire workers.
His fee should have
hired. Right. His fee, he says not. Nah, but to me, I don't understand that, because his fee should be. Because he is, I have to pay him as a worker. His job is to go hire workers. I'm paying him for that. But he says not. Nah. Okay, it comes to Shatchanim. Is there an inyan of Yemit? Now, what is the inyan of paying a Shatchan on the time? What would that time be? But whatever Grossman does write, that is a very interesting thing. He said, very good. He says, Mish, let's see what he says. He wrote all tshuva about this. He says, if the shatkin calls you up and says, I have a shidduch for you, you didn't hire them. But if you call up the shatkin and say, I have a daughter, can you please, I'm hiring you, basically. I'm asking you to find the shidduch for me. They're hired worker now, then there's enough, you would have to pay them in the right time. What's the right time? Today, this man is usually the vart. Huh?
There's no greed on the money. Oh,
yeah, but that's understood. It's understood. That's what the shatkin is.
And there's no amount of money. It's like, I give you maybe $100. There's no greed upon the amount of money.
No, there is. There's a minute. There's an accepted amount today. Let's say it's $1,500 aside. There's an amount. They're expecting to get that money. They're not doing it for free.
No. Oh, okay.
It's not. It's different than it used to. They're doing it. They're expecting to get money. So let's talk. Let's go back to our mikvah shaila then over there. Put it at the end of the sheet over there. You go to the mikvah. So you have a box. What's the box count like? What would you tie it up? There's a box there. It says put in money. Is the box like he's being tevei you the money or not? Is he asking for the money or not? Or the shul, are they asking for the money or not? What? There's no... Shul owns the mikvah. Who owns the shul, right. So he has a number of shals. Not one. When you take a taxi, Jewish taxi, can you pay them before the trip's over or not? The Chavetz Chaim does write that maybe the mitzvah is only when the job's over. If you paid them before, so you didn't do the mitzvah, you're not doing an aver. Lalacha, Ramesh Sharma says those Rabbanim that say that, he disagrees with them. So when he, because he wants to know, if you go to the mikvah, could you put the money in the box before you go to the mikvah now? You didn't use it yet. Many times you go, you put the $5 in the foot. Should you wait till after the mikvah to put the money in the box? Because now I owe you the money. Till I owe you the money, there's no mitzvah. So he does write, for halacha, you can give the put the money in the box before. You should, when you go to the mikvah, you should pay. He goes through a whole tshuva, is it considered al yidei shliach? Is it not considered al yidei shliach? Is the Rabbi Kiveger about this? Halacha, you should, when you go to the mikvah, you can't say I'll pay next time because you have a mitzvah to pay today. The only shaila you might have is that what am I paying for? Am I paying for the towels? Because I use the towels, I'm using the mikvah. What's the money actually going for? That's what he has on the end over here. Is it the shower? Could be for everything, right?
Their expenses are everything. So $4, 50 cents to the soul.
Yeah, right. If you go to the mikvah, you should make sure to bring money with you, pay on that day. And this way, you're not going to be over the Avera of Beyond My Teeth in Skara. You only have parts. You have parts. We go back to the park. The only thing is what me bothers me. You got the shul has no idea who you are. They don't know. So how can you say they're walking? If my whole svar is that the worker thinks he's not going to get paid, they have no idea. They don't know who showed up at the mikvah. They have no. So ain't a chanami to go ahead and say that you're right without thereof of like solid. Very hard to say. I have a mitzvah to pay on that day. Leaving out the list. Yeah, but they don't know. But a lot of places don't. You go to Sassuig and don't have that. You come back.
That's right.
So it would depend. You're right. Now they want you to pay. You see, because they think that you're not.
Membership card. Now they know exactly who comes to the door now.
Right. And the kids are. We have to be. We see the need to be careful with paying workers on time. We have, and I always tell my workers, they say, hey, don't worry about it. I say, why are you taking away a mitzvah from me? Is the service for Tshuva said? Even if they tell you it's okay and the Yamaychu, you still have the mitzvah, maybe not over an Avera. For sure, we should be paying. We have a simcha, we pay on the day. It's questionable. Do you look at it as a sale? As a selling of the food? You look at it, I rented the hall. Some places can look at it as two separate parts to the deal over. There's the rental of the hall, and then there's the food. So how do you look at that? Halacha, we do see the need to be worried and to be careful to pay any worker that we have at the right time and not to say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll pay the next time, because there's many others that we could be either if we don't do it in the right time. Go ahead.